very much involved with this, and our Catherine Herridge works intelligence for us live in Washington. Catherine, anything to add? Or she was with us. Catherine Herridge.
I'm back. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Please go ahead.
Yep. Just on the phone. Okay, so look, Shepard, what we have here unfolding in Washington, unfortunately, is a carbon copy of what we saw with this Colorado shooting. The president has been briefed by his White House counterterrorism advisor, Lisa Monaco. That is standard practice, and he will continue to receive regular updates. Same pattern with the Homeland Security Secretary, Jay Johnson. He has been briefed by his law enforcement team on what's going on in California, and he, too, will be getting regular updates. The key point to watch here at this time is that the local police remain in the lead. The feds are, in effect, standing by to assist when that's necessary. The FBI has staged. That means that they are now sort of in the area with their heavy equipment if they're needed on the scene. And the ATF has a satellite office as well as a field office in Riverside and San Bernardino. So they are on the scene. But at this point, they are not taking on a typical ATF role because this is clearly not contained. Just a final point. A DHS official said to me based on a recent briefing that there was no specific or credible threat to this area at the time. We don't know what this is at that point, but that's an important piece of information. And they also indicated that while the suspect or suspects fled the scene or were able to get away from the scene, they emphasized that this is an area that's very thick with cameras. And they were confident that there is an image of that SUV, Shepard.
Oh.